Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Meister Sheni, Perik Beis, Mishnah Tes, Hapoyret Sela Shel Meister Sheni. Someone comes along with a Sela of Meister Sheni and he says, I need copper coins. He does so be Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim. He needs copper coins to buy a Suda. Beishami, I mean the Beishami say, Kala Sela Mois. You can cash in the entire Sela and take back copper coins for the full value of the Sela. That means he's going to give in a Sela, and he would like to walk away with 768 copper coins. Whereas the Basilim, the Basil say, don't do it that way. Shekel kesev, a shekel mois. You want to change in your sela? Take one shekel. There are two shekels in a sela. Two shkolim in a sela. And take the other half in copper coins. So instead of 768, you'll take 384 copper coins. What are the Basil worried about? Why can't he do what the Beishami says? Just cash in the whole seller. Why does he have to stand on line twice? And the answer is, what if he doesn't use up all of the copper coins in his stay now in Yerushalayim? He can only buy food with it. So what's he going to do with the ones that are left over? It's time for him to leave. He's going to save them for the next time he comes to Yerushalayim. He'll go over to a good friend of his in the city and say, can you please hold on to these copper coins for me? The problem with copper coins is that they begin to rot after a while. They corrode. It's not like they totally disappear, but even as it starts to get a little bit rusty, it's no longer worth the full value. So Meister Sheni will lose out. Are you going to say, look, let him take the sela, let him change it for 768 prutois, copper coins. What are you scared of at the end? It's time for him to leave Yerushalayim and he still has 384 left. Let him go back to the money changer and turn it back into a shekel. So the Batanura explains, every time you go to the money changer, he takes a charge. So we said you give a seller, you get back 768 prutois. You don't really get back 768 because you have the service charge from the money changer. So if you're going to wind up changing it twice, you're paying twice. This often happens when you go to Eretz Yisrael. You have dollars you want to change to shekels. So you want to figure out how many you need. Because if you're going to change it back to dollars, you're going to pay two times. The best thing is, give it away to tzedakah before you leave. I was thinking about this mission when that happened to me. Okay, I'll call upon him. So again, the Mishami say, change your whole seller for copper coins. The Basil say, slowly. You have a seller, half of it should be copper coins, the other half a shekel. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Hadonin lifnei chachamim. That's a way of saying there were many chachamim that didn't actually get smicha yet. That's what Rashi says in Masechta Sanhedrin. And they were sitting on the floor before the chacham, and they would ask kashas. Don't make no mistake, these were very, very big heilige tanoim. There were Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoyme, and Chanan Hamitzri. So Hadonim lifnei chachamim, they say, b'shloisha dinner in kesev a dinner mois. Their shita is, you have a sela. There are four dinarim in a seller. Remember our simon, seshad, bad, sela, shekel, dinner? Beis and dalet are the numbers. One sela is two shekel, one shekel is four dinner. So they're saying, take this sela that you have and divide it into four. Three dinarim, and only with one quarter should you take that in copper coins. So again, without factoring in what the shulchani gets, you're giving in a sela, you're taking back three dinarim, and the 192 copper coins. There are 768 in a sela, and you're getting only a quarter of that. Rebbe Kiva says, Shloisha dinarim kesef. Take your sela and change it for three dinarim. So far, that's the same as the don lefnei chachamim. But here comes a big difference. The previous shita said, take a quarter of the sela in copper coins. Rebbe Kiva says, Urevius mois. A sela is four dinarim. So he has three dinarim. So you're left with a quarter of the sela. Out of the quarter of the sela, says Rabbi Akiva, I'll let you take a quarter of that quarter sela in copper coins. A quarter of a quarter is actually a 16th. Four times four is 16. So out of the entire sela, he's going to have three dinarim. What's with the fourth dinner? Say, I'm not taking a dinner. Here, I'll let you take copper, but I won't let you take the whole quarter of a sela, the whole dinner worth of copper. You can take a fourth of the fourth, which is only a 16th. The rest has to be in silver. Rabbi Tarfon, I mean, Rabbi Tarfon says, take your sela. You can take 3 dinarim in exchange. What about the 4th dinar? Because there are 4 dinarim in a sela. Zokt Rabbi Tarfon, arba asperei kesef. Take 4 aspers worth in silver coins. That would be equivalent to 4/5 of a dinar, because there are 5 aspari in a dinar. But Tanura says it's a madeya be'eretz yavan, and until this day it's called an aspari. So let's do some simple math here. There are 5 aspari in a dinar, and there are 4 dinarim in a sela. So how many aspari are there in a sela? 4 times 5, 20. So take your sela, divide it into 3 dinarim with the leftover dinar, cash it in for 4 aspari, and the rest you take in copper. So how much is in copper? 1/20 of a sela. Shami Yomer, Shami says, Yanichena b'chanus v'yoichel kenegda. Shami says, I don't want you to exchange anything. Yeah, but I have a sela. I need to buy supper. I don't need to buy 30 suppers. Now what should I do? Go to the store. Say, here, take this sela on deposit. Every time I take some food, you'll deduct it from the sela. You're going to exchange it to copper coins. I'm scared you're going to forget it's my Sresheni coins. Do it this way. And the halacha is like the Beis Hillel. So let's go through the shittas over here. I come to Yerushalayim with my sela. That's way too much for one supper. I want to exchange it to copper coins. What can I do over here? The Beis Shammai say, exchange the whole thing for copper coins. No problem. Give in your sela and get your 768 copper prutais. The Beis Hillel say, No. Take the sela. Half should be in silver. The other half you can do in copper coins. The Danin Lefnei Chachomim say, take the sela and I'll let you have 1/4 in copper coins. 1/4 of the sela. Rebbe Kiva says 1/16 of the sela. Reb Tarfon says 1/20 of the sela. And these Tanam don't want you walking around with copper coins of Maaser Sheni. So we explained what the concern is. It's time to leave Yerushalayim and you have copper coins here. You're going to change it back into bitcoins. The Shulchan makes money on the exchange both ways. When you changed it from a bitcoin into copper coins, now from copper coins into the bitcoin. If you're going to leave it, let's say, by somebody till the next time you come to Yerushalayim, in the meantime, they could deteriorate and rot. So therefore, we're limiting the amount of copper coins you can have. But everyone, meaning the Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel, the Donal of Nechachamim, Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Tarfon, let you have some copper coins. Kum Shammai. And Shammai says nothing. I don't want to exchange it all into copper coins. I'm scared you're going to forget and just assume that it's Chulim, because the copper coins has no Cheshivas. You won't be knowing the special Alochis of Maaser Sheni with it. What should I do? It's like going to buy supper and you have a $100 bill. And you're not letting me take change. No, deposit the $100 bill with the store. Every time I come, you'll deduct it from the $100 bill. So here it's not a $100 bill. Rather, it's a sela. That's the shita of Shammai. Zokta Bar Tanur, the halacha is like the Beis Hillel.